Introduction to Sure Thing. Here's another, the fourth and last, of the vignettes in this book. This one actually is my favorite among the four, and very nearly my favorite among all the short shorts I have ever written. If you don't sprain your diaphragm groaning and snorting and making unfavorable noises when you're finished, I shall be vastly disappointed. Story 19. Sure Thing. As is well known, in this 30th century of ours, space travel is fearfully dull and time-consuming. In search of diversion, many crew members defy the quarantine restrictions and pick up pets from the various habitable worlds they explore. Jim Sloan had a rockette, which he called Teddy. It just sat there, looking like a rock, but sometimes it lifted a lower edge and sucked in powdered sugar. That was all it ate. No one ever saw it move, but every once in a while it wasn't quite where people thought it was. There was a theory it moved when no one was looking. Bob Laverty had a Healy worm he called Dolly. It was green and carried on photosynthesis. Sometimes it moved to get into better light, and when it did so, it coiled its worm-like body and inched along very slowly like a turning helix. One day, Jim Sloan challenged Bob Laverty to a race. "My Teddy," he said, "can beat your Dolly." "Your Teddy," scoffed Laverty, "doesn't move." "Bet," said Sloan. The whole crew got into the act. Even the captain risked half a credit. Everyone bet on Dolly. At least it moved. Jim Sloan covered it all. He had been saving his salary through three trips, and he put every millicredit of it on Teddy. The race started at one end of the Grand Salon. At the other end, a heap of sugar had been placed for Teddy, and a spotlight for Dolly. Dolly formed a coil at once, and began to spiral its way very slowly toward the light. The watching crew cheered it on. Teddy just sat there without budging. "Sugar, Teddy! Sugar!" said Sloan, pointing. Teddy did not move. It looked more like a rock than ever, but Sloan did not seem concerned. Finally, when Dolly had spiraled halfway across the salon, Jim Sloan said casually to the rockette, "If you don't get out there, Teddy, I'm going to get a hammer and chip you into pebbles." That was when people first discovered that rockettes could read minds. That was also when people first discovered that rockettes could teleport. Sloan had no sooner made his threat when Teddy simply disappeared from his place and reappeared on top of the sugar. Sloan won, of course, and he counted his winnings slowly and luxuriously. Laverty said bitterly, "You knew the damn thing could teleport." "No, I didn't," said Sloan, "but I knew he would win. It was a sure thing." "How come?" "It's an old saying everyone knows. Sloan's Teddy wins the race."